Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to the finest gospel station on the internet, the Love Lift Me Up Show. Hallelujah. Giving Jesus all the praise. Featuring gospel artists, authors, teachers, writers, actresses, actors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the host of the show, Dr. Elfrida Love, and the star of the show, the one and only Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to your name.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the morning edition of the AfridaLoveShow.com, where Jesus shines with love. I'm your host, Dr. Elfrida Love, and this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I want to thank God, my family, and all of my friends for tuning in on tonight. I have over 50 people on the line. Now, I thought I was the only one who was a night owl, but there are many people who are night owls just like me, and thank you so much for tuning in. Be sure to text your family and your friends and tell them that the Elfrida Love Show is on, and if they miss it, tell them to listen to it first thing in the morning because it's a great, great, great ministry. Now, at this particular time, I'm going to be very honest with you. I feel like I'm in a new year. You know what I'm saying? It's kind of like, you know, how we bring in 2016 to 2017. I feel like I'm already there in a new year, and I feel new, and I feel refreshed, and I feel just assurance from God. And so at this particular moment with Praying with Love and Power at midnight, I feel like I'm embarking on a new year, a new journey. God's speaking a new journey. And so I want you to get into that mindset. I can't say the particular stage that you're in, but if you're listening to this ministry right now, we're in a new mindset. We're in a new, God says there's newness. God says there's new chances, new life. There's new dominions, there's new paths. And so there's a newness to this particular ministry on this particular night as we embark on another day. So I want to thank each and every one of you for tuning in. I know that it's late, I know, but guess what? God is an on-time God. And so we're going to go ahead and go into Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9, and then we're going to have our Praying with the Love and Power. I'm going to give you some announcements, then wish you a great morning, okay? Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks unto the God of gods, for his mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord of lords, for his mercy endureth forever. To him who alone doeth great wonders, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that by wisdom made the heavens, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that stretched out the earth above the waters, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that made great lights, for his mercy endureth forever. The sun to rule by day, for his mercy endureth forever. The moon and stars to rule by night, for his mercy endureth forever. I have read to you Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers, the doers, and the seekers of his holy word. On tonight, we're getting ready to pray again. And the reason why is because we serve a true and living God. We serve a great God. We serve an honest God. We serve a powerful God, and we cannot pray enough, actually. And so on tonight, we just wanted to lift up just people. We wanted to have the opportunity to pray for individuals who may have gone through something this week, who may be getting ready to go through something. We want to pray for each and every person. We want to pray for this new year that the Lord has already given. And it's very strange, ladies and gentlemen. I'm not going to rush this because God says we always rush, you know, what we do for him, whether it's at church, whether it's on ministry, we rush it. And so I'm not going to rush it. I want to let the Holy Spirit minister. But one of the things that God is showing is there is newness. He says, we have planted the seeds and now we're growing. He says, the crop is growing. He says, things are beginning to turn around. And he said, what used to be is not. And what's not, he said, is now new. And so it feels really different this morning. I mean, it's like, it's kind of like we've already celebrated making it to another year, and we still have a couple of months to go, you'll understand this better by and by. But we're going to pray unto God. And this is, I love you, Lord, today, and there's none like you. We're going to pray unto God, and we're going to bless God for everything that he's bringing into your life and my life that's new. We're going to pray for our families. We're going to pray for those we know and those we don't know. We're going to pray for those individuals who have gone through something this week, whether it's a loss of someone or a loss of something. We're going to pray for recoveries. We're going to pray for restoration. We're going to pray for forgiveness. We're going to pray for consciousness. And when I talk about consciousness, I'm talking about people's disposition. When you know you've done someone wrong or you know you've done something wrong, then we're going to pray that the conscious will be your guide. The conscious will be our guide. And so we're going to pray because it's very important. It's very important as Christians that when we pray unto God that we're very sincere. Amen. I see you. We're very sincere when we do so. And so we're in the presence of God. I told you that when you get on the AfricaLoveShow.com, and this is not a advertisement, this is a reality. When you get on the AfricaLoveShow.com, you're in the presence of God because this is God's show. I have nothing to do with this. You see what I'm saying? I'm just here overseeing it. But this is God's ministry, and that's how we're able to pull so many people from all over the world because of God, not because of me. No. So we're going to pray unto God, and whatever God places on our heart, we're going to pray for that, whatever that is. We're going to pray unto God for that. All right, so here we go. And you're listening to the AfricaLoveShow.com, where Jesus shines with love. I'm your host, Dr. Afrida Love. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you this morning, Lord, thanking you, Heavenly Father, for blessing us to remain awake as you bring in new things and as new mercies arise and we're able to witness those new mercies and the new feelings and the new turnarounds, and we say, thank you, Lord. Lord God, we ask you as we go deeper and deeper into this ministry, would you bless us and would you bless it to be something that is acceptable and pleasing in your sight? We ask, Heavenly Father, would you crown our heads from the top to the bottom and would you bless everything that we touch to prosper and to grow, Lord. And we already say thank you for everything we've touched, everything that we've attempted to do. We say thank you because we know that you're going to bring us through. Then, Lord, we thank you for the praise reports and the victories. We thank you for the recoveries of surgeries, Lord. We thank you for the great reports. And we ask, would you continue to bless us to keep up our health and our strength and our courage and our stewardship and our leadership, where we will magnify your holy name. We ask, would you bless those who are in the hospitals, those who are coming out, and those who are thinking about going in. Then, Lord, we ask for your covering as we embark on a new holiday. We ask, would everybody be safe, Lord, and would you cover and protect each and every person, Lord. Lord God, we thank you, Heavenly Father, for the covering this week, Lord. We thank you for the danger seen and those unseen. And we ask, would you continue to help us, Lord Jesus, to look up towards you from the hills, which cometh our help, and our help cometh from you. We ask, would our eyes continue to be focused and our hands to continue to be about your service and our feet to continue to walk in the path of righteousness. Lord, we bless your holy name and we restore anything that's broken or lost, Lord. We ask in the name of Jesus, those who are going through storms or who have gone through storms this week, we ask, Heavenly Father, will peace be still, Lord? Will peace sit down? We ask, would it be still in the name of Jesus? Then, Lord, we ask, would you bless anyone who's lost anyone or who's lost something? We ask in the name of Jesus, would you recover it and give them double fold, Lord? If there is a void, if someone has lost a loved one or a friend, we ask in the name of Jesus, would you give them a double portion, Heavenly Father? Then if they've lost their possessions, Lord, we know that we are supposed to store all of our treasures in heaven. But, Lord, we ask right now, would you convict souls, Lord? Would you press up on the people to do what is right so that they may gain everything that they lost and then some in the name of Jesus? We know that it's in your own timing, Lord, and we know that it's coming. But, Lord, we ask in the name of Jesus, would you bless each and every person to have the spirit of patience because we know that you're working those things out. then, Lord, as we touch and agree, Lord, and as we ask for the blessings, we ask that you bless each and every one of our youth, Lord, would you cover them, Lord, as they go into the water, would you cover them, Lord, as they go to the parks, would you cover them, Lord, as they fly in the planes, would you cover them, Lord, as they go to different prospective places, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we ask, Heavenly Father, would you ease whatever spirit is going around, Lord, destroying the people, Lord, destroying homes, destroying parents, destroying kids, destroying families, destroying relationships. In the name of Jesus, we ask, would you break those yokes, whatever it is. Then, Lord, in the name of Jesus, we ask, would you continue to help us, Heavenly Father, to continue to depend and trust in you, Lord. You know the desires of our hearts. You know the wants, and we understand the expectations and needs. And we ask in the name of Jesus, would you orchestrate what you would have us to be? Each person who's listening, Lord, I'm asking if they don't know what their purpose is, I'm asking would you reveal it right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. Then, Lord, we thank you for traveling grace that you gave us. You kept us, Heavenly Father. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for being able to come on a platform and speak your word and pray to hundreds of people, even thousands of people. We say thank you. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for the platforms you're going to send. And we thank you for the platforms that we've already been on, Heavenly Father. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you continue to bless each and every person who comes on this ministry, Lord. Bless their house, bless their families, Lord. Bless their ministries, bless their gifts, bless their jobs, bless their finances, Heavenly Father. And we ask in the name of Jesus, would you create a breakthrough in our lives, Lord. Because we are expecting and looking for a miracle, Heavenly Father. We thank you, Lord, for the miracles you've given, Lord. And we ask that if there is any struggle, Lord, any pain, we ask that you ease it because we know you're working it out. We ask that if there is any worry or anything that is hindering us from serving and trusting and believing in you, we ask in the name of Jesus that you remove it right now, Lord. We ask in the name of Jesus, Heavenly Father, as you begin to orchestrate and turn souls, Lord, and as you begin to convict hearts, Heavenly Father, we ask in the name of Jesus, would you then bless those individuals who have turned away from you and turned towards evil, Lord. We ask that we continue our hustle for God and not for the devil, Lord. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you just consecrate our hearts, consecrate our minds, consecrate our words, and help us to be more like you, Lord. We ask, Heavenly Father, if you put us in a position to help someone, Lord, will we not be so selfish as to not help? Would you bless us to be in a position to help where we can help, Heavenly Father? Then, Lord, we ask you, would you continue to teach us your ways, the ways of love, the ways of honor and obedience and respect and charity and love. And, Lord, we adore you and we honor you, and there is only one God, and beside you there is none other. Then, Lord, we ask that you bless any spirits who are depressed, who are stressed out, Heavenly Father. We ask that you bless the family who have lost three individuals in another state to suicide, murder suicide, Lord. We cast out the spirit of domestic violence that's going on and running rapid in the United States. We cast out the spirits of hatred and anger. We cast out the spirits of anything that is not like you. We say, Satan, get behind us, and we cast out and we rebuke those spirits, Lord. We ask in the name of Jesus, Lord, once more and again, would you protect and cover our youth, Heavenly Father? Would you bless them to be obedient and not hard-headed, Lord? And would you help them to do your holy and righteous will, Lord? Then, Lord, we ask, would you bless adults, Heavenly Father, in a major, major way, because there are so many responsibilities that parents have and that grandparents have and aunties and uncles. Would you bless each and every person on this earth, name by name, and whatever they need, Lord? We believe that if we have a national prayer, that you can cover each and every person, Lord. We believe that you can turn hatred into love. We believe that you can protect and cover each and every person. We believe that you can bind the hands of the enemy. We believe that you can restore a soul that is broken. We believe that you can give sight to the blind, and we believe that you can give hearing to those who may not hear, Lord. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you bless us not to take anything for granted, but to take everything with gratitude. Then, Lord, we ask as we fast in the morning, some of us, Heavenly Father, that we continue to focus on you and we continue to become stronger and stronger each day, Lord, so that we may treat others right and how we want to be treated, Lord. We ask in the name of Jesus as people are struggling and knocking on doors, with those doors be open unto them, Lord. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for answering prayers, Lord. We thank you for answering our spirits and our souls. And we ask in the name of Jesus, would you continue to feed our passions, Heavenly Father. Then, Lord, as we relinquish this prayer, but we are never out of your sight, Heavenly Father, we ask, would you bless each and every person who's listening to the AfridaLoveShow.com? Would you bless those who are coming and those who will hear about the show, Heavenly Father? We ask in the name of Jesus, would you bless this particular ministry in a major, major way, and not just this ministry, but other ministries as well, Lord. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you help us, Heavenly Father? Then, Lord, as we continue to see the young lady who was at church and who was murdered in Dallas or Midland, Lord, we ask in the name of Jesus, Lord, whatever you do, Heavenly Father, we ask that you begin to continue to convict hearts and help people to turn to righteousness, Lord. We ask, would you continue to tug on the consciousness of people where they may turn unto righteousness, Lord. We thank you, Heavenly Father, and we bless your holy name. This is one of your servants' prayers. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen. And I want to tell you this. I want to tell you this because it's very important. After we pray, it's very important because the Lord never leaves us void of what he expects. Expect something new. I said I was expecting a miracle, and the Lord did that thing. He did that for me. But expect something new. God says expect something new. And how you know that this is not just fluff or false revelation, God says it's going to come unto pass. And when it does, you give God all the glory and all the honor, because the Lord is the one who provides. It's not the Afrida Love Show. It's not what I say on here, but it's the revelation and the word of God that convicts us to do what's right, convicts us to give the revelation of God. Expect something new. I feel it. It's very obvious of how I feel at this particular time. There's nothing hidden. It's very obvious that something new is on the horizon. It's very obvious that a miracle is going to happen. God has done so much for us. He has spared our lives. He's protected us and kept us safe. He's covered us, and he's blessed the children, and things have happened. Things have come and things have gone, but God is still the same God. When I lay down in just a few minutes and God bless me to wake up, I know that God's going to be the same, and he's not going to change. That's the thing I like about God. He's consistent with his love, and we have to follow after God and be more consistent with our love for others. We have to respect others. We have to do unto others as they would have do unto us. We have to work hard for what we want and not take from others. We have to help each other up instead of bringing each other down. We have to extend a hand instead of just holding up our fist and being greedy and selfish. We have to make sure that as God brings this newness into our lives, that we bless people with our newness. Is very important, ladies and gentlemen. It's very, boys and girls, it's very important that when God brings this newness in your life, and he is, when God brings this newness, be prepared and be ready. There are many things going on in this world that is distracting us from the focus of God. God is getting ready to bring breakthroughs. He's already brought some, already. But this particular feeling that I have is a newness. God says this is a newness. Something new is coming into our lives, whatever that is. Okay? Something new. So it's very important that we prepare for something new. Whatever you've been praying for, God says, get ready, it's coming. And so we have to be careful what we pray for, because God is going to, what, grant it. But then God says, as we receive this newness, he says, continue to walk into the will of God. He speaks about many different distractions, and he talks about how people distract us sometimes. He says you have to get rid of those distractions. He talks about how individuals are distracted by things that's going on in the world. You're going to hear pretty soon about somebody's going to prophesy about the world. And I said pretty soon. I don't know the day or the time. But we cannot get spooked or afraid of that. God says things are going to occur. He says the world right now is at a spiritual warfare because we're in the season of newness. And what happens in the spiritual realm is in the spiritual realm, the spirit of God and the world is, God puts it, is at odds because God says that he overpowers the world because of his love for us. God is taking back those who have turned away from him, and the world is angry at God. And so don't be surprised if through a storm before you get to your breakthrough. You have to go through something. You have to go through a dry place. You have to go through a barren land. God says because he's getting ready to do this great thing in our lives, he says the world, what, is not having it because the world wants to keep those who are in the world and keep those who are in the world oblivious to the goodness and grace of God. But God says that he is taking back some of his soldiers from the world and he is saving them, right? He is saving them from the world. And God says, so things are going to be shaken up a little bit. You're going to feel some of that shake, if you will. That's what God calls it. He says, you're going to feel some of it. He says, because he is rapturing some of his children from the world. Giving you a heads up. And the way you know if this is true or false is you continue to watch. Continue to watch the earth and continue to watch the things that people begin to say about the earth. The earth is going to be the identifier or the evidence of what I am saying. God says the earth is not going to be a person. The earth is going to do something that's going to cause scientists to scratch their heads. God says that is the move of God. God talks about a shake. He talks about earthquakes, and he talks about things of that nature to shake things up a little bit so that he can move those in their right places. Do you hear what I said? And so this is not the end of the world. So you're going to hear many people who is going to prophesy, and you're going to hear many prophets. You will. But you must understand the voice of God. He says, my sheep hear my voice, and a stranger will they not entertain. So that means you have to be in the Word of God to know what is going on. You have to be in the Word of God. But I'm just giving you a heads up. God says that the world is at odds with the Spirit because God is rapturing. He's saving souls. He's saving souls, God says, because he has work for them to do. He's positioning them. We've been praying about putting people in their spiritual vehicle so that they can begin to walk into the will of God. And that's what God is doing. And it's very uncomfortable when that happens. It's very uncomfortable. But God is doing that great thing. Okay? So I want to thank each and every one of you for listening to the AfridaLoveShow.com. I have a couple of announcements to make, and then I'm going to bid you a good night. Be sure to continue to uplift your family and your friends by asking them, telling them to log on to blogtalkradio.com/freedolove. That's blogtalkradio.com/FREDALOVE. Or you can go to AfridaLoveShow.com and click on number one Love Radio. AfridaLoveShow.com and click on number one Love Radio, and you will be right in the middle of the what? Studio. If you go right now, it'll say that we're live, and we are. In addition to that, gospel artists, promoters, writers, actors, actresses, journalists, fashionists, models. If you have a positive message, because we're about uplifting people. We're not about bringing them down. We're about uplifting. If you have a positive message to share and you would like to be on a national radio station, right? Facebook, Alfreda Love, that's Alfredalove, or Fredalove, or you can email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. I would love, love, love to have you on the AfridaLoveShow.com. Be sure that you continue to pray for all of your family members. If you have to pray for all of your family members, put them all in one line and pray for them one by one. Be sure to call out what they need. If they're going in for surgery, be sure to pray in the name of Jesus over their procedures, over their surgeries. Be sure to pray for those you know and those you do not know. And do not forget to pray for yourself as well. You must pray for yourself because the prayer of the righteous availeth much. You must pray for yourself. Pray for those you know and those you do not know. We are praying for cities and states and nations and countries. We are praying for those who are in bereavement, those who have lost someone. We are praying for those who have had something taken from them. We are praying for the convictions of people's heart who have done somebody wrong this week, last week, 3 weeks ago, 3 months ago, 3 years ago. We are praying for that. We are praying that the Lord will continue to work on these individuals' hearts where they will turn and do the right thing. And that's what God is talking about. He's talking about in position to remove people from the world and turn them back unto him. He says it's going to be a Paul experience. You know, it's going to be that type of experience, he says, where people are going to turn unto God because they have nowhere else to turn. God says it's going to be a dead-end street, and people have to turn unto God, and they have to leave the world. And so there's going to be a shake-up. And so you're going to see some strange things happening in the atmosphere. Then you'll know exactly what I'm talking about, okay? All right, so pray for each and every person. Pray for those who have lost something, as I said, and pray for those who have lost someone. So please be sure to pray for each and every person on a daily basis. Don't, you know, just pray on holidays and things of that nature. Pray every day. Pray every day. Okay. In addition to that, I have a couple of websites that I want you to look at. If you go to alfreda.hubpages.com, what you will find is many different articles. And you will find articles about crime and law enforcement, Christianity, education for kids, charities, fashion models, television, TV shows, celebrities, blues, music, politics, and political science, and many other articles. We're still writing articles. Be sure to check out these articles. If you want to follow, you can follow on this particular hub. Many individuals follow me on other pages, but if you want to follow on this hub, you can. Feel free to do so. All right, the next website, if you would go to stellargospelmusic.com, that's Stellar, StellarGospelMusic.com, StellarGospelMusic.com, you will see a website. Within this particular website, you will see a home, about us, contact us, services, events around the world, pastors, and entertainment. Okay? Here are some pictures here, and yours truly. We have new gospel music projects. We have new gospel music, as you can see on my calendar, on my page. We have it from Sister Tamala Mann. We have new music from Sister Shirley Caesar. Of course, Miss Yolanda Adams has her new line of coffee. We already talked about that. But be sure to check this particular area out because I'm going to add those individuals. We have Miss Lori. She's a new gospel artist. Please welcome her into the gospel showcase. And make her feel welcome and special, because any time that God anoints anyone to sing or do anything on his program or for his glory, then we should welcome that. Now, to inform the AfridaLoveShow.com of any new releases, please email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com, like you've been doing, with the artist, the album title, the label, and the release date, because I would love to add it to our section. Amen? Amen. Then here is Yolanda Adams again. As I said before, God is getting ready to do some great things in her life with radio, and we also see some television and some clotheslines and some coffee. But be sure to check out her coffee. Yolanda Adams is very in tune to health. She is healthy. Many times or sometimes she posts about food and health and things of that nature. So be sure to connect with Sister Yolanda Adams and make sure that you sample some of her coffee and then let me know. Now, I'm not a coffee drinker, but I looked at the ingredients, and this is supposed to be a healthy coffee. You know, and her, the acronym of the Yolanda Adams morning show is YAMS. Now, how healthy is that? So you know that this sister is pretty healthy, and you can tell that she's healthy just by looking at her. All right. Now, Pastor Winans, be sure to the Winans. He's one of my gospel artists of the week. Then we have our freedomloveshow.com shows. As I said before, and I continue to say, check out Miss Cassandra Robertson. She's right down the street in Dallas, Texas. You may have noticed that she was on The Voice. She does a lot of events around the state of Texas and all over the world. And if you know that Cassandra is coming to your town, be sure to support her. Be sure to uplift her. All right? Then we have Miss Solomon. Miss Solomon has a great program going on in Grand Prairie, Texas. If you have any youth or children in Grand Prairie, please tap into Miss Solomon's program. This is an excellent program. She's doing some great things. So please be sure to tap into what she's doing and support her as well. Her name is Miss Solomon, and she's in Grand Prairie. Of course, we have the Stellar Gospel Music Magazine. Check it out. And we want to, while I'm here, we want to congratulate Sister Shirley Caesar, Pastor Shirley Caesar, for having a star or being on the Hall of Fame, the Walk of Fame in L.A. Now, when I was in L.A., that star was not there because obviously it was just put there a couple of days ago. But if you're in L.A., I want you to take a picture of that star. And then I want you to follow Sister Shirley Caesar online. And then I want you to support her music. She's a very anointed woman of God. I remember growing up on her music. She is excellent. She's an anointed woman of God. And God is going to do some great things in her life. And also Sister Dottie Peoples. Excellent, excellent, excellent women of God. Excellent role models. Titus 2. They're excellent. So check those ladies out. Support their music. Support what they're doing. They have many different award shows. They support individuals. Many of these gospel artists now that we hear are currently standing on the shoulders of these ladies as far as their ministry, because these ladies are pioneers of the gospel industry. And so we salute each and every one of them, but we really want to congratulate Sister Caesar, Shirley Caesar. And what I'm praying for is that Sister Dorothy Norwood would also be to that list, but some great things are coming up for her as well, so just stay tuned with that. Then we have Pastor Kim Burrell. She has a new radio show, KTSU 90.9 FM, Bridging the Gap with Pastor Kim Burrell. Many of you know Sister Kim Burrell. She's a legend in the gospel field. She was on Sunday's Best. She has some albums out. Her sister, Sister Kathy Burrell, she has a prayer program going on in the mornings, but Sister Kim Burrell has this radio show, and she's incorporated a couple of college students from TSU, and she's going to have some great things going on that particular radio show. And so it's going to be an enjoyable time, so be sure to tune in to Sister Kim Burrell and the iFreeToLoveShow.com as well. As far as the Friday's Kenfolk Live show, be sure to check out this particular PowerPoint. We're writing scripts. We're also coming up with new projects. I would love to collaborate with any individual, and you can email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. If you have any events, media interviews, speaking, or promoting, you can email me, emonya_love@yahoo.com. Here's the iFreeToLoveShow.com television. We're going to add some clips to that. Advertise your church for a week here. You can email me, emonya_love@yahoo.com. Right now, the Great Ebenezer Baptist Church is on its website, 919 Dutton Avenue, Waco, with the Reverend Dr. Kerry Berkeley as the pastor. He is the pastor. So if you are close to Baylor, or if you are coming coming off the highway from San Antonio, Austin, then we are right at 919 Dunn Avenue. Come visit. Come say hi. We would love to have you at our church, where family is more than a word. Also, if you want to connect with me, I'm on Facebook, Alfreda Love, Facebook, Dr. Alfreda Emanuela, Facebook, Alfreda Emanuela, Instagram, Alfreda Love, LinkedIn, Alfreda Love. There's no excuse. You can get in contact with me. All right, so what's up about this radio station? This is an international radio station. I'm a very passionate leader about God. I get excited when I hear the word. I love to speak. I also love to conduct many spiritual online classes online. And, you know, I really love to tap into the people. I really love to invest in people. I love helping people. And, you know, my wish is and my prayer is that people will reciprocate that for each and every person that walks in their lives. If we all would help one another instead of hinder each other, this world would be a better place and our lives will become easier, says the Lord. Just try to help somebody just one time and see what happens, right? God says you reap what you sow. You dig one ditch, you better dig two. Amen? So if you want to come on the ministry, and you want your gifts highlighted to a national audience, ladies and gentlemen, I have so many social media sites. I have different numbers of people listening on each site. If you want to come on the ministry, you can listen to some of the formats of these particular shows that I have here. I do have to update these, but you can listen to these particular shows and understand the format of these shows, okay? If you want to contact me, all you have to do is put your name, email, subject, and message, and click the submit button. That's it. As far as services is concerned, this is a radio station. We specialize in events, speaking. We have a book out and blogs. Events around the world, of course. We have the Gigantic Gospel Concert 2016 on September 11th, Gospel. We have that particular concert. We have a couple of CDs. If you look at my calendar, couple of new CDs is coming out. You can check out those dates. Matter of fact, let's go to my Facebook page here. If you go to Facebook and you click on Alfreda Love, A-L-F-R-E-D-A, L-O-V-E, what you will see is a calendar. All right? That's what you will see. You will see a calendar. All right, so right here, if you click on this particular calendar, you will see July. And, of course, I'm on tonight. Well, Thursday, but okay. We're going to have a media celebrity, Miss Tracy. She's out of New Jersey. Saturday, God's will. We're going to make time. It's probably going to be late because we're going to be celebrating, but we're going to have the top 15 countdown. Then on Monday, we're going to have a government official who's actually running for Senate, and that's going to be interesting. Then, God's will, on the 12th, we're going to have Mr. Eddie Mann, and he's out of Philly, right, and he is a gospel artist. Then we're going to have a new artist who's coming on the ministry, and she's going to tell us about her new release, and we want to embrace her, right? We want to embrace her and make her feel welcome. On the side of my calendar, you see Tamela Mann, her new single, God Provides. You see Sister Shirley Caesar. On June 3rd, she released an album entitled Fill This House. Then we have TV One, who's giving us a lot of information about media. And then, of course, Sister Yolanda Adams. She has a coffee line, and God is doing some great things with her. So we want to make sure that we support each and every person, okay? All right. Now then, I also want to tell you to be sure to come back on tomorrow, God's will, at 8 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time, as we will have media celebrity Miss Tracy on the particular ministry. Also, if you go to the AlfredaLoveShow.com, this is the website. This is the website for everything, okay? And as I said before, since I have a couple of new people on, this welcome, AlfredaLoveShow.com, is truly a welcome. If you want to ask questions for the AlfredaLoveShow.com, then all you have to do is call in, 347-843-4981, 347-843-4981. And also you can go to the AlfredaLoveShow.com and click on the number one love radio, All right? If you want to email me, my email is EMONYA with New York underscore love at yahoo.com. All right? Once again, this is the number one radio. It's ranked number one self-starter radio nationally. This is an entertainment and media outlet. As I said before, you see many individuals on this page, gospel artists, writers, actors, actress. You know, if you want to add your particular publicist, if you want to add your particular individual on here, or if I'm at an event and I have the opportunity like I have to meet these individuals, then I will add them on my page. But my email is emonya_love@yahoo.com. Now, at freeloveshow.com, this is an outlet for conversation with people all over the world, gospel music, and most of all, communicating about different events. The mission is to capture the most interesting events centered around gospel entertainment, education, and politics. As far as media is concerned, if you have any stories, events, artists, publicists, photographers, authors, educators or community leaders who would like to be on the show, then, of course, you can email me, emonya_love@yahoo.com. For the Stellar Gospel Music, we have booking requests, and this is also our website. If you click on this particular website on the search bar, then you will be led to our music ministry. But for booking requests, email me with the name and message, which artist or speaker are you interested in. And then if you want to be a guest on the ministry, be sure to email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. If you have any projects or any events coming up, email me, emonya_love@yahoo.com. Building a brand, we have online courses. And if you want to enroll in these online courses, then all you have to do is email me, emonya_love@yahoo.com. If you click on brand mapping, you will hear my voice. If you click on that, brand mapping, I'm going to let you hear a little bit. I have it turned down. Give me just a second. If you click on brand mapping,
this radio show is concerned, and I'm going to talk you through on Tomorrow God's Will this particular map. I wanted you to have a...
Okay. That's basically, I'm your virtual teacher, your virtual leader, and here is the life map. And so I always have a visual for each and every class, all right? We said that this class was 30 days, but we're still going at it, all right? For the speaker showcase...
AlfredTheLoveShow.com online radio by the Love Lift Jesus Ministry blog to Cradio Live. Categories, art, automotive, business.
All right. So this is the speaker topics.
Family.
And we have a virtual
hobbies,
teacher for you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right. And then, of course, if you go to the Gospel Legend, Sister Yolanda Adams, we're going to add some things that she's doing. And she has a great, great ministry. This is one of her songs. Could change the world, left behind an ordinary girl. Then if you click on Yolanda Adams, this is the collection. Okay, some great pictures of Sister Yolanda. Then, of course, there's Sister Eddie Ruth Bradford. She's a legend, right? You click on her website, she had the opportunity to come to Waco, and this is some of her music. Be sure to read her bio. When he calls me. All right. Community journalist, Sister Joy Reed. She's with MSNBC. She's one of the leading journalists. Please be sure to follow her. Then we have Sister Goldie Taylor from Atlanta, Georgia. She's with the Daily Beast as well. Then, of course, we have Dr. Alfreda Love, the AlfredaLoveShow.com. Be sure to follow these ladies. They have some great information going on, and we're going to add other journalists. Authors, we're going to add some authors, some more authors. Then we're going to add more events. Now then, we're going to add a fashion icon because we have some great individuals who have great talent, not only in Waco but in Dallas and other areas. And so from time to time, I visit many different places and I find the best makeup artist or the best decorator or the best someone with fashion. And so I want to highlight those individuals as well. So we're going to add an icon, even if I have to remove something like the events, because I'll have events on the stellargospelmusic.com. So we're going to add fashion, and we're going to add it pretty quick. I'm going to have to get the icon for that, so just bear with me with that. So be sure to come back tomorrow, God's will, well, today, later on at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, as Miss Tracy will be online. She is a media expert. She's worked with many different celebrities from all over the world. Be sure to come back on tomorrow, AfritaLoveShow.com. I want you to write this down, AfritaLoveShow.com. Be sure to come on tomorrow. That's where I would love, love, love to have you. Okay? All right. So, if someone asks you, give me just a second. If someone asks you with that big, beautiful smile is all about, you tell them that love lifted you up because God is love. And until next time, which is tomorrow, take care of yourselves and each other. This is your host, Dr. Afrita Love. The AfritaLoveShow.com, where Jesus shines with love. Thank you so much for listening, and good morning, everybody.
Oh, yeah. You have been tuned in to the finest talk show ministry on the internet. The Love Lift Up Jesus Ministry. Featuring your host, Dr. Afrita Love. Reminding you to be diligent in your prayer as you pray for someone. This week, we say goodbye as we depart from the airwaves, but reminding you that we never, ever depart from the presence of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and that is His Word, and on that you can depend. Always remember that Jesus Christ has your back, and there ain't nothing the devil can do about it. Hallelujah. We give you praise, Jesus.